So last week, Lee, when you were on vacation, Donald Trump had a major win, 8-1 Supreme Court decision.
Yeah, that was an interesting tally there, wasn't it?
Sure was. Well, apparently Ketanji Jackson just read the case wrong, and Sotomayor had explained it to her. So she may or may not have understood why she voted that way. It's not clear. But anyway, 8-1 decision. Yes, the president, get this, can actually fire federal employees.
Who knew?
Who knew?
Well, I mean, it was Supreme Court justices knew.
Well, I know, but it was thought to be so unfathomable that once somebody is given a job by the federal government that they would ever be fired for any reason.
Because we know President Clinton and President Obama never fired. Wait a minute. Yeah, they did fire federal employees. So, yeah.
Yeah. But not like this.
Right.
This idea that, well, you know, once we hire one, though, we have to keep them forever.
Yeah.
Even the entire State Department division, whose job, get this, Lee, was to oversee the Afghan war.
Okay, that's been over for a while.
Yeah, I got to wonder, you know, I read that in the New York Post, that that was one of the divisions they fired everyone in it, because we're not in an Afghan war anymore in Afghanistan.
Because the Biden administration decided to check out.
What have they been doing since 2021?
That's a good question.
I mean, they get coffee, read the newspaper, and then what?
Well, still no war in Afghanistan. See you tomorrow.
Yeah. And they're just sitting there, and nobody clears them out? Well, they just got cleared out, 1,300 of them, which led to a spectacle outside the State Department. So people
1,300?
Got notices. Yeah, it was only like 3% of the workforce. That was it, which tells me the State Department's way too big.
Yeah.
Way too big. They're saying the layoffs will affect 1,100 civil servants and 246 foreign service officers with assignments inside the United States of America. They started getting termination notices in the morning on Friday, and absolute hysteria ensued and mainstream media outrage that they would ever be fired for cause or no reason. You know, like the rest of us who pay their salaries, that's just the norm in the private sector.
Yes, it is.
Well, you know, we didn't, you know, make the profits we needed to this quarter, so we're going to have layoffs. Somehow that's not supposed to apply in the federal government.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So we're being told this is fascism, this is hysterical, pictures running in the mainstream media, these people coming out of the building and crying, look, I don't want to hurt somebody's feelings and have, and it's really awful to lose a job.
Yeah, I've been there, done that.
Me too, we all have. But that's the thing, we all have. You don't get to be immune to it because you're a liberal and you work for the State Department.
No.
You know, and honestly, watching all of this, these people getting fired, I'm surprised parents aren't raising their children to get a job with the federal government up till now.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, some do.
maybe they do, I don't know. I mean, it's a great deal if you can get it. Never get fired till Trump takes office anyway. Doesn't matter if you screw up at work. Really, you do whatever you want at work. Maybe if you get really lucky, you'll be assigned to the division managing the Vietnam War. You know what I mean?
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Anybody working on that war between the states?
Yeah, no, I'm sure there's still a division working on that, too. Yeah. It's been over for...
The late unpleasantness, as Grandpa used to call it.
Yeah, really. Anyway, you know, it's interesting. It looks like they fired the right ones, Lee, based on the very liberal anti-Hitler, anti-fascism slogans they left on the wall in their way out. One of them, there's pictures of these running on X. Colleagues, if you remain, resist fascism, remember the oath you vowed to uphold. No, I don't remember there being an oath to resist Republican presidents you disagree with.
No, there was that thing about following the Constitution. And the last time I checked, the president was the chief executive.
There's another one left behind. If you say you love freedom but don't care if it applies to everyone, then what you really love is your privilege. This was left by a fired person.
Well, you know, that one can cut both ways, Tara.
Yeah. Yeah, it can. Here's another one. History will remember what was lost here. I don't think so. I don't. But the taxpayers who have to go to work at their jobs, which they could lose at any moment,
our tax dollars were lost. That's
yes,
what was
they
lost.
Were lost. And finally, here's sad America's experts on democracy, human rights, yes, which includes women's LGBTQ+, and minority rights, election security, freedom of expression, privacy, on countering corruption, violent extremism, and disinformation, and more. By the way, wow. Yeah, so these are people who think they know best and they can censor us. The big censorship programs, a lot of them, including the Global Engagement Center, were being run out of the State Department. So these are people sitting around censoring me, censoring you, moving money around for the censorship.
Trying to find a reason to keep corporations from talking about certain things or having an opinion about certain political issues.
Taking credit for defunding conservative websites like Breitbart to the tune of $100 million and, quote, shutting down Trump's voice, unquote. They see that as their job at the State Department.
But then spreading false information to support their agenda whenever possible.
Exactly. So, I mean, you know, I'm looking at this and I'm like, wow, 1,300 is only like, you know, 3%. Can we do another 3%? I mean, surely there's some people in there making copies, you know? I don't need those anymore. We have PDFs.
Yes, exactly. Put down that ream of paper. You don't need to do that.
I just thought it was interesting, just the hysteria, the crying outside, and the outrage of the mainstream media that anyone would ever be fired from the federal government.
Yeah. Well, I would dare say there is not a federal agency that does not need a good 1,300 laid off.
Yeah, like I said, I'm just shocked to learn that we still had an entire division of diplomats who were there to deal with the Afghan war. That was the purpose of them being there. There's over 300 people that were dealing with the Afghan war, or that's what their diplomacy was about. Yeah, that's what I said. So, really crazy. Today's Battleground America podcast is going to be on something, folks, when you look at the situation after the Butler assassination, Lee, it's nuts. The top two, because we had the big news last week of six people were going to be disciplined for, like, you know, tops a whole 42 days.
Yeah.
And that's it. I mean, we have a man who's dead. His widow, by the way, is giving interviews. She's never gotten a single phone call returned from the Secret Service. They've never met with her. They've never said anything to her. She's persona non grata, which is crazy. But then we find out the two people responsible for the walkthrough beforehand, the ones who were supposed to be doing it in the days before, the ones who would have been responsible for going, hey, maybe we shouldn't draw the AGR building out of the site security plan because, you know, there's a perfect perch there, the best one in the entire field from which to kill Trump. Let's just draw it out of the security plan. It'll work out fine.
Well, you know, it did have that very steep roof there, Tara.
Well, but that was too steep. It was too steep of a grade for a federal employee to go on.
Except for the elderly senators that went up there and looked at it themselves.
Right, because it had afterwards, what, like 10%?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like
incline
one of those disability ramps.
Up the, somebody pointed that out online. That went viral. Like, wait, that's the same slope as a disability ramp.
Right.
Well, now we find out the two people that were most responsible for it, who did the site stuff, they were not punished and both were promoted. They're still there. A third person, he's in the Senate report, but he's also was the subject of an interview by the Butler Emergency Service crew. This guy who was supposed to be running the response center, come to find out over the weekend in the Senate report, they went to him personally, the Butler folks, described the situation with Thomas Crooks, that, you know, he was using a rangefinder, he was using a laser pointer to set up his shot. They had begun to panic. They were hunting him. They went to the center, the operations center, and told the guy personally, the Secret Service agent running it. In other words, this excuse that we were given even as recently as last week of, oh, well, the radio channels, they were not the same. They weren't talking. The Butler security people weren't talking to the Secret Service. It was just an oversight, a snafu. No, it wasn't. Because the Butler services, like the Butler Emergency Services, who've never done an interview before, like the whole team of them did one with Fox Nation, and I've got a bunch of the audio from it, and they're saying, no, we went personally, when we couldn't reach them over the radio, we went and told them face-to-face what was going on with Crooks, and we went twice. Once when he was using the rangefinder and the laser pointer to set up his shot, and the second time when he climbed up on the roof. They ignored it. They never told Trump, and they let him go out on that stage. And the guy who was running the operations center that they personally face-to-face reported this to, Lee, he was never punished. He's still doing security for the Secret Service. He may. We don't know if he works personally on Trump's events. God help us if he does, because the Iranians are hunting Trump now. Did you see that $40 million bounty over the weekend?
Yeah. Maybe time for some more bunker busters, Tara.
Yeah. We got to clean out the Secret Service. You know what needs to happen? Look, Bongino is clearly not happy at the FBI. I always thought he was a weird fit there anyway. Let's put Bongino over the Secret Service. He won't have to deal with Pam Bondi, right?
Not directly.
Trump will be safe. I trust Bongino to do that job. I really do. And Trump will make it to the end of his term. It's maybe something people should think about. See, he doesn't seem happy at the FBI. Folks, keep your eyes on what's going on right now. When you add it all together, you can see what's going on. China threatening Donald Trump. They've got a major tariff showdown coming in about a month, not to put the tariffs back on. Trump, meanwhile, has about three dozen countries he's threatening with enhanced tariffs. Enhanced because what he wants is them to stop being a backdoor for China. In other words, China's goods are being tariffed, as they come across our border, because he's still got the tariffs on them, the lower level ones. So he's just, say, running them through the back door in Vietnam. China is, anyway, running them through the back door in Vietnam. So there's about three dozen countries that Trump is saying, listen, here's your tariff on your goods, and here's the enhanced tariff I'm going to put on you if you allow China to move their goods through your country. All this has been going on behind closed doors, kind of spilled out into the public that this is going on, this very fierce, ferocious battle between Trump and China. At the same time, this other thing is happening. And to understand what it is, you've got to understand one thing. Wherever you see the word Iran, cross it out in your mind and put China. The biggest nuclear facility in China, in Iran, was one that went down several hundred more feet than the mountain one we blew up. We didn't hit it with a bunker buster. Over 3,000 scientists worked there, a mix of Iranian and Chinese scientists, and the three nuclear facilities down there, nuclear reactors down there, they're all Chinese. Folks, the Iranian nuke program is China's nuke program. Now, look at what has happened over the last 2 weeks. Once you understand that when you see Iran take an action, it's really China, it all begins to make a lot of sense. You see, Germany just got hit. They were trying to run their goods. 20% of the world's trade runs through the Red Sea. There's a lot of European trade going back and forth, right? Well, Germany's military was guarding their freight ships as they went through there from the air, because they're being attacked by the Houthis again. Did you hear about this? This is a huge thing over the weekend. Well, Germany just reported that their pilots who were flying, so this is a military operation to protect their ships from the Houthis, were blinded by China. China is working hand in glove with the Houthis. And all the Germans were doing was trying to protect their freight from the Houthis. Meanwhile, as we know, China is doing the targeting for the Houthis. China hit us again on the 6th and 7th of July. I'm sorry. The Houthis hit us again on the 6th and 7th of July. Well, who's that? Iran. But who's that really? China. They did the targeting for the Houthis. Hit what? Hit our naval ships. Folks, we're at war with China. We are. China's trying to project power through Iran. Now, let's look at what else Iran is doing. This is a huge deal. Got almost no attention by our side. This is a huge deal. Iranian kill teams aren't just in America, although they are here. They are hunting Trump, and he's got a $40 million bounty now on his head from Iran, ostensibly. It's really China, Iran. You see what Iran just did in Spain? They tried to assassinate, an Iranian kill team did, the head of the sort of Trump knockoff party there in Spain. It's the conservative populist party, very much modeled after Trump, rising in popularity as these parties are everywhere. Iranian kill team, attempted assassination in Spain. The alleged reason was that the party had some connections to anti-Iranian forces. That's not it. China is trying to stop the rise of populist conservative parties in Europe because it is a threat to Belt and Road. It is a threat to their influence operations. So suddenly Iran is on the ground in Spain trying to kill people. Again, if you understand what's happening, cross off Iran, wherever you see the word, put China and you'll understand. China is sending Iranian kill teams to kill the leaders. And by the way, he didn't die. He was shot, but he didn't die. He's still alive. So leader of the, again, Trump modeled party in Spain. Why would Iran care about Spain? Spain's not going to drop bunker busters on them. They don't even have bunker busters. They barely have an air force to speak of. Iran doesn't care about Spain, but China does. China cares about Europe. China cares about the rise of populist parties that very much are of the model of, hey, we're not going to let China buy all of our leadership and run a slap over. We're going to advocate for the little guy. They hate that because China loses. They lose influence. So what are they doing? They're sending Iranian kill teams. So you've got China attacking the pilots of the plane, firing on us again via Iran and the Houthis, and now they're carrying out assassinations across Europe. Which guarantees you we're going to see another hit here too. It's coming. And that's what scares me so much about the Secret Service and the situation we're currently in with them. I don't think Trump is really protected at all, and I don't think he understands the length, how bad it is, who is in charge. And basically, it's the three people who were behind the failure at Butler. And folks, we still don't know what the FBI is up to. Remember, the FBI planned the Butler rally with the Secret Service. Where are the firings there? Where is the, what are they going to get? Suspensions, few weeks suspension for somebody in the FBI? Or no, we're all good. Who are these people? What are their names? I don't know. Still there, though, more than likely, I guess. It's bonkers. Texter writes, there must be a whole lot of intelligence and foreign dignitaries on the Epstein list. I think that they need to keep that list for leverage. Look, whether that is the case or not, Roger Stone, who's Trump's, been a long-term friend, personal advisor, is making the rounds on podcasts and some of these shows, claiming that there is an Epstein list, but that Trump is using that list right now for leverage, both against the deep state, but also against foreign dignitaries that he needs for deals he's making. Just the fact that it's not that they're walking around threatening anybody. It's not that. It's just that all these people know that Trump has this information now and could use it or not use it as he pleases. That it's a key motivator. Trade deals. Because apparently Epstein's network, it wasn't just American. It stretched all around the globe. That we have compromised people in every capital. That the theory, the mentality is, well, we hate that these girls suffered. We hate that there was abuse of underage kids. But hey, might as well be something good to come of it. We'll see. We'll see. But folks, I want you to understand something. We're at war. That war is a hot war. It involves firing, as in firing shots. Wherever you see the word Iran, cross it off and put China, and you'll understand what is going on. And folks, it is more imperative now than it was even a week or 2 weeks ago when I started saying it. The Iranian leadership has to die. There is no other way forward. We need to get them. Every day they're alive is another day that we risk literally Armageddon. This president being killed, he is surrounded by Secret Service that can't or won't protect him and have a history of deliberately screwing up in ways that are so outrageous that it's almost impossible it wasn't intentional. And all those people are still in place. This is not a good situation. It wasn't enough for one Democrat congressman that an ICE agent was beaten bloody right in front of him. The same agent had earlier given a card to the Congress member thinking he was, a civilized human being. It's probably an overassumption for a Democrat. He still had the card. So you know what he did? He doxed him. Card had the guy's name, cell phone number. You got somebody's name today, you could find where they live, find their wife, find their children. News broke over the weekend that Representative Salud Carbajal, garbage hall is more like it, who called the ICE enforcement warrant that freed those child slaves deplorable, because Democrats are nothing but slavers. They've always run plantations. They're running them now in California. Handed the man's card to the crowd of Democrat-sponsored thugs who beat him bloody. So now they've got his name. Folks, we think about this. We had three assassination attempts on ICE or Customs and Border Patrol agents, and one of them ended up being shot, was a police officer that the liberal thugs thought was a Border Patrol agent. Three last week. Well, is that going to be normal? We're going to do three more this week. You know what they're doing with this violence? They're trying to keep the shadow nation that they have imported to vote for them. And they realize that Trump has just gotten $170 billion with a B to remove these people. They are legit terrified because there's no way Americans are going to vote for them. I mean, look, we just had a New York Times article this morning to come out about how the transgender movement has alienated so many voters who they think the Democrats may not be able to get back. They need people who don't speak English very well, don't really understand their history or what the Democrats have stood for in this country, but are just grateful they get to stay. And they only need them to vote them into power one time. And they'll take it from there. They won't give up power again. They won't. So what they're doing is they know Trump needs to hire 10,000 more enforcement officers. That is, it's really cool, actually, what was funded in this bill. And so what they're trying to do is scare ICE and Customs and Border Patrol or anyone who might think, you know what, I want to go fight for my country, truly. Because it's one of the rare ways you can actually fight almost military style for your country while not leaving your country. And they're trying to scare them. Well, you know, you might well just, you know, want to stay at that police job you have right now or stay at the job that you have as a sheriff's deputy because, you know, we'll hunt you if you join ICE. You're not going to be there when the mob shows up or breaks into your home or tries to kill your wife in the driveway as punishment for being married to you. I mean, you may be able to think about it. It's a lot of money. It's not a lot of money. We're going to haul rocks at you. You might have brain damage. I mean, just maybe don't work for Trump. Folks, you know what this is? We don't recognize this. We haven't seen this country. It's guerrilla warfare. That's what this is. That's where we are. And I love that Trump put out that Truth Social post this weekend. It was one of the most badass things I think I've ever seen him do. About how he watched, the chunks of concrete, the rocks thrown at ICE agents in their vehicles, and he's now authorizing them to do whatever it takes to arrest these people. Which is, look, Democrats think they want that because they want to set up a clash where one of their street thugs ends up severely hurt or dead at the hands of ICE agents who are only trying to defend themselves, then they'll turn around and scream bloody murder. Dictator, dictator, Hitler, Hitler, fascist. But make no mistake, we are in a street war with these people. This is true guerrilla civil warfare. And somebody's going to win and somebody's going to lose. And I was really glad to see Trump double down this weekend and say, nope, it's not going to be us. It's not going to be us. All right. Meantime, Debbie Wasserman Schultz beclowns herself. Did you hear this over the weekend? She's a Democrat congressman. A woman from she looks like a demon, I swear. As every year passes, she looks more and more satanic. This woman's nuts. Anyway, she apparently drew the short straw. Had to go out there and raise Cain about alligator Alcatraz. Listen to her complaint.
So they essentially drink. They get their drinking water and they brush their teeth where they poop in the same unit. They bragged that They went above standards, supposedly, and gave them a 3-foot privacy wall that stretches the length inside the 32 detainee cage. A 3-foot privacy that stretches the length of the 3 toilets. They essentially drink.
So she's outraged that there's a 3-foot wall. It's not 5 feet, so you don't have privacy when they use the bathroom. Okay. ICE has come out and explained this. Obviously, Customs and Border Patrol has explained this. The reason they have such a short wall is these are cartel thugs, okay? These are rapists, murderers. That's why they're being deported. The list with their, you know, criminal convictions is like hair-raising. I mean, it's terrifying they were ever in the country, including one guy who was there this weekend, broken into an elderly woman's house, slit her throat, and set her house on fire. Murdered her. They finally rounded him up. He's going. Many of them are wanted in their own country for murder, including one this weekend who was there wanted for murder in Venezuela. Okay, when you have people like that, the Democrats think these are their friends because they're future voters. You can't have a privacy wall for them to use the bathroom because you can't see them and they might kill each other. It is a security concern. This is why, if you've ever been inside a prison, I have. Wasn't serving time or anything. I was writing a story about a guy in there I was interviewing who had murdered somebody. But anyway, I went through and took a tour of it. And guess what? There's no privacy in prison. There's no stalls. There's none of that. Why? You can't, because they will hurt each other. They will jump each other. They will kill each other. For their own safety, you can't have a privacy wall. They really shouldn't even have a 3-foot one. But these are Democrats, and she's outraged because she wants these rapists and murderers roaming free so that they too will have a chance to vote Democrat. And whoever they hurt in the meantime, no big deal. You know, all this whining and crying, I looked this up. I wanted to see, has Debbie Wasserman Schultz ever used the words Lake and Riley? No. Has Debbie Wasserman Schultz ever used the words Jocelyn Nungery, 12-year-old girl, raped, murdered? No. Rachel Marin, she ever said anything about Rachel Marin? Bummer that she got raped and murdered? No. Those words have never crossed her mouth, at least not in public. But she does care if the rapists and murderers who committed these crimes don't have privacy when they, in her words, poop. This is your modern Democrat Party, folks. Needs to be medicated. No, it wasn't an oversight. Some of you noticed I never talked about Vance Bolter. In fact, I had several of you text me, aren't you going to talk about this? You're going to bury this? You're going to cover it up? No. No, with things like this, I wait till all the details come out because I refuse to repeat their lies. And I know they're lying. It was shocking. Vance Bolter is the guy accused of murdering Minnesota House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband, and injuring State Senator John Hoffman and his wife. The story immediately was that he was pro-Trump, even though Tim Walz had appointed him to a board. Tim Walz, of course, being Kamala Harris's running mate and a lunatic liberal. And that all of this was Trump's fault because rhetoric. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've watched this game before and I'm not playing it. So I just blacked it out. I thought, well, I will do it. I don't black anything out permanently. I just wait for the truth. And here it is. Media almost immediately dropped it after it was reported he told the police the government trained him to do the assassination and that his goal was not to make a stand for Trump or the pro-life movement, as we were told by the lying media, but to kill Amy Klobuchar, the Democrat senator, so that Tim Walz could take her Senate seat. He was working for Walz, he said. Now, obviously the guy's nuts, probably a little delusional. But he ain't MAGA, and he wasn't inspired by Trump. And he really wanted everyone to know that when he gave a jailhouse interview this weekend to the New York Post. Mainstream media blacked it out this time. Said he didn't do the assassinations because he was pro-life or because he was pro-Trump, but that it was part of a bigger plan. And he says Tim Walz is hiding that plan from you, but he was working on Walz's behalf and he's government-trained assassin. Folks, you know what this shows? This idea that these lunatics are sane enough to have a understandable and reasonable political reason for doing something. Yeah. Needless to say, the mainstream media isn't covering this one anymore, but we are now that we have the truth.